The hard work ahead theme from the podium in Philadelphia, still to come from the DNC this hour. Another voice from Michigan, which has changed as a state and enters this race as gettable by both Republicans and Democrats. Debbie Dingell represents Michigan's 12th district. She warns about complacency from delegates and Democrats who get overconfident at this stage of the campaign.
I don't think we fully understood or saw the impact of what it meant to have the first African-American president of the United States until the inaugural occurred. And you saw people come from across the country. I'll never forget that inaugural as long as I live. I think right now that people are focused on electing the best person for the job. I am not supporting Hillary because she is a woman. I'm supporting her because she's the best person for the job. I think once we're through the election, we elect her president of the United States, you'll probably see some of that emotion and passion that you're talking about when we do get the first woman president of the United States.
Will there be a moment for you in that convention floor when Hillary stands there to accept the nomination? Sometimes it takes getting to that moment and seeing it happening for the importance of it to kind of sink in on people a little bit.
I'm feeling it just as I'm at this convention, that here is somebody that I've watched and has been my friend for 3 decades, and I know how much she cares about people, is going to be nominated to be president of the United States. I still think we've got a fight ahead of us. We're in a very competitive race. And I think it'll be great to see her accept the nomination on Thursday night. I look forward to hearing her speech, but it'll be a reality for me when we elect her president of the United States on Election Day.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell speaking to Todd Zwillick at the Democratic National Convention.